You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Vanessa, good morning. So we got to know, what was the highlight of the weekend? You got to do better than we did.
Oh, I definitely did. I went to the Labor Day liftoff in Colorado Springs, and I'm here from Michigan, and it was amazing.
What's the Labor Day liftoff?
They get together and they do a bunch of hot air balloons and then they land them, of course. And then we just went to the glow. So they sat there and they had, I don't know, looked like 50, I don't know, but a ton of these balloons and they're all on the ground and they blow them up and they start them on fire. And
they start them on fire. I've been to an event like that. Clement Park used to do an end of year thing where they dropped all these hot air balloons down in Clement Park and then lit them up at night. And it was so beautiful. It was really
beautiful.
Quite the thing to see.
It was great. And the great thing, they had this guy in the background, and they would time it all together. So they would all, like, go, one, two, three, and then they light them all up, and they go ablaze. It was amazing.
That's neat.
It was really great.
Yeah, you beat my cheesecake for sure.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Even though those things are death traps, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did not go up in one. I just saw them from the ground. Yeah. Thank you.
Have you ever been up in a hot air balloon?
No. I would consider it, but, you know, I have friends who've done it, and it seems to be kind of a hassle because it has to be just the right weather conditions and everything. So you get a call at 5 in the morning, you drive out there, and you can't go. And I think it took them like 6 times before they actually got up in the air, so.
And then there's the whole power lines thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, did you say you're visiting from Michigan?
No. I moved from Michigan. I've been here a year now.
Oh, okay.
Well, welcome. Are you liking Colorado so far?
Oh, I love it. It's so great because it's kind of similar to Michigan with the up north part of Michigan, but you have sunshine all the time. Like in December, I went back and they had gone like 35 days without seeing the sun, and it's awful.
That'd be depressing.
It drives people crazy.
It's depressing. Yeah.
I lived in Michigan for a couple of years as a kid over off of Lake Huron, up by Alpena. Mm-hmm. You familiar with that area?
I know of it. I've never been, but I'm familiar, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in Oscoda, which, Vanessa, is the home of Paul Bunyan, don't you know? So
hey,
I've heard.
That's
I've
a big
heard.
Deal.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Good for you. I've heard of that. What brought you to Colorado? What was the reason?
Change.
You were sick of no sunshine? Is that it?
I was sick of no sun. I needed a new start, and I was sick of waking up and just like from like this time of year until like May, you're like, I may see the sun, I might not, like forever.
And you got to get those special lights in your house, right? UV.
Yes, I did. I did some of these light lamps and everything because I was. It was awful having no sun. But anyway, so we're here in beautiful Colorado, and enough about Michigan.
And it's sunny today. There you go. You can go outside and run around.
It's always sunny, yes.
It's pretty nice.
So. I heard that we really get the true taste of fall next week when the highs are only going
to
be in the 60s. So
that'll
be quite a break from the low to mid-90s that we've been having. It's going to be pretty cool next week.
Hoodie weather. So. Yeah.
I know. I'm excited.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to be in town, so I am bringing hoodies.
Oh, hooray.
So are you guys going to do like your little mixer thing? I forget what you do when you come in town where everybody gets together and like at a
We most definitely are. It will be a week from Friday. That is the 15th. Mark your busy social calendar, Vanessa. Friday the 15th. And details on where, but it's going to be over in the Central Park area, formerly known as Stapleton, but the Central Park area, kind of, you know, off
I'm
of
in Aurora.
Ice.
How far is that?
It's north of Aurora, so.
Okay.
No, you'll be able to get
you'll
there.
You'll be fine.
Quickly.
You have
you'll
a car, right?
You'll be there in 15
I have a
minutes.
Car.
Okay, you'll be fine.
Yeah, easily.
Cool. Okay, I'll see you then.
Cool.
Don't let us down, Vanessa. Don't let us down.
I keep my promises.
All right, listen, let's play some Rattle Off. Do you know how this game works?
I believe so. I've got like 10 seconds to rattle off the first thing that comes to my mind in the category.
Five of the first things.
Oh, five. Okay, cool. I can do this. I got this.
Can you imagine if it was just one thing
in 10 seconds?
And we made it 30 seconds? You have 30 seconds to think of one thing.
To name one large dog breed.
Sometimes, depending what the category is, you might need that, you know. Okay. Oh, so I'm ready.
Are you ready? We've done this a long time. We know exactly what you're talking about. All right, here we go. 10 seconds. Let me hear you take a deep breath.
Okay.
Very good. You're very relaxed now. 10 seconds. Give us five little treats or snacks traditionally loved by little kids. Treats or snacks traditionally loved by little kids. Ready and go.
Gummy bears, candy, fruit bars, apples, bananas, grapes, strawberries.
Well,
I did say treats, and I didn't. So you've got to be able to accept things like grapes and
strawberries and bananas.
And,
sure. Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines of like the
fruit roll-up
fish.
Yeah.
And I said gummy bears.
Say gummy bears and candy.
Yes, and I'm gonna say that. Believe it or not, you're a winner.
Well done, Vanessa. You know snacks.
Thank you. I love you.
Oh, we love you. I hope we get to meet you.
When you come out on the 15th, make sure that you say, hi, I'm the Michigan girl who talked to you just a couple of weeks ago.
And bring us gummy bears, okay? Bring gummy bears.
Okay, I got gummy bears for you. All right, guys. Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Well, we love talking to you. Hold on. Don't go away. And Josh will come back. Okay. He's going to tell you about your prize. Listen very closely to everything he tells you about it, okay?
Very closely. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show with your boys. Everybody else hung up.
What the
hell?
We
didn't warn people to stay on the line.
That was rude.